Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Well, I just got acquainted with this dear man of God. And he's been a major blessing in my life. You know, there are people that you meet and you think you've known them all of your life. That's who this man has become to me. Hallelujah. The Lord gave me clear directives. Even this morning, I was supposed to be dressed in a particular way. And the Lord says, no, I want you in white because my servant is coming in white. So I changed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Remember, if you acknowledge him in all of your ways, he will do what? He will direct your path to the finest details. To the finest details. He tell you what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, and why you need to do it. So, I was being patient, waiting to hear from God about who it was that this person, I'd already met him. And yesterday evening, he was ministering, he was hosting a conference here in the city. I was privileged to speak in the evening of Friday. So I wasn't here for our leadership prayer meeting. I was there. And the conference was done Saturday. And I spoke to one of the lieutenants. I said, he's occupied already speaking Sunday somewhere. He said, yes. I said, okay. So I went home, only to have a flash. Oh, Papa said he's willing to come to your church. I said, huh? So this is the person. Even though I wasn't pushing, God was aligning things. And I know it is for me, and I know it's for you. So I don't want you to miss this. But before he comes up, the grace on his life will introduce him. But I want you to know that Reverend Samson Ajay Tomobi, that's spelled for the media guys, AJETOMOBI. He's the president of the Men of Issachar Vision Incorporated, which commenced in 1989 and is the overseer of the Redemptive Faith Churches worldwide. Reverend Samson is a trained agricultural engineer and is a certified professional manager who is a member of the International Professional Managers Association, United Kingdom, and a fellow of Certified International Professional Managers. He's also a member of the Development Associate Institute, an alumnus of Haggai Institute, Miami, USA. Praise the Lord. His love for the community of saints is deep. This is a man that holds conferences and people come from the nations of the world. He's traveled, impacted lives, seen the dead raised, seen miracles of every sort happening. not from any effort of his, but by the movings of God. Today, we receive him. He's married to Reverend Stella Ajetumubi for decades. 32 years. Hallelujah. 32 years. Mama and I beat you on that one. Yeah, you people are just starting. Hallelujah. But he's a man graced with a healing anointing, not only for physical bodies, but for marriages, families. People are set free from addictions of every sort. I don't want to say much more, but to welcome my newfound friend, my brother, and co-laborer in the vineyard of our sovereign Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Apostle, please. Thank you, sir. Bless you.
We'll honor you, sir. We thank you so much for the privilege to speak on your pulpit, and the joy of knowing you is a sweet memory for us. We will not forget it. Thank you for asking us to come. This morning, I'll be sharing a very short message with you, and I'll be praying together. So I'd like to keep you standing as we read the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 1, verse 11 and verse 12. We shall all read together. If it can be on the screen, that would be excellent. And we'll read the loudest we can. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11 to verse 12. Are we ready to read? Okay, shall we read? Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Verse 12. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Amen. Amen. You may please be seated. Make a few notes if you can. Few thoughts from these two verses of scripture. Number one is that the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Then the Lord said, then the Lord said to me, look, Jeremiah. Look, Jeremiah, what do you see? We are product of our sight. What you see can change your worldview completely. Anybody agree with that? Amen. What do you see, Jeremiah? Because if you see it the way God sees it, then you will have God's kind of result. But if you see it with the flesh, and you can't see it from the spiritual dimension, then it becomes very difficult. So he says, what do you see, Jeremiah? And Jeremiah says, I see the tree of almond. And the response of God was of great interest. He says, you have seen well. Can I pray with you briefly? Lift up your right hand if you don't mind. That every direction you turn, you will see well.
Amen.
You will see things the way God wants you to see them.
Amen.
And you will become the product of what you see.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Life shows us different pictures. Some see defeat. Some surrender because of what they have seen. Some give up on church because of what they have seen. But if you can see what God sees, then you will become what God intends to do. And God never wastes man. So when you start seeing yourself in God's perspective, you start seeing your relationship in God's perspective, you start seeing your businesses in God's perspective, and you start seeing your Christian service from the perspective of God, that every time I'm in church, I serve God. Then nobody will remind you to be in church, because you see that everybody who serves God becomes a better product. Amen. So he said to him, "What do you see?" "I see a tree of almond." For theologians among us, let me help your mind a little, because I asked myself the question, why will Jeremiah see a tree of almond? What is it about almond? Is that okay? He could have seen something else. Now, almond is a great economic valued tree. And if a man can see that, it can change your life forever. Almond gives you nutrition as a food source. Almond is medicinal in value for those who use it. Almond is used for skin care. To care your sin, to be sure that no disease, nothing eat up your flesh. That's what part of what almond is used for. Almond is a milk for our mothers who go to grocery at the shopping malls. You know there's a milk called almond. Now that's made out of it. And that's what Jeremiah saw. He saw almond, so milk. Almond is a timber also that can be used for wood. Anything by wood design. Almond has a way of controlling erosion because of its size in a given area that is prone to environmental degradation. Almond can stop erosion and control the environment very well. Almond has great economic value and great spiritual value. Numbers 17 verse 8. Aaron, when there was contention over who should be the high priest and the leader, the Bible says, and the staff of Aaron grew, budded, and produced an almond on it. So almond can be a reference of spiritual authority, spiritual acceptance, and spiritual leadership. Do you understand that? Amen. And then it says, almond gives you oil extractions. You can make oil out of almond and sell it and make a lot of money from it. So when he said to the Lord, "I see a tree of almond," God seems to be saying to Elijah, "The season of your struggle and poverty is over." Amen. You have been able to see what will produce things you need for living, for family, for business. If you can see it, then your business will blossom. Amen. Your health will blossom. Amen. Because almonds have a supply for the body, skin care. So every sickness is in your body. If you can see what God is showing you, then you will be cured. Yes. What do you see? And God says, "I will be on time to bring to pass what you see." In life, at times, we get cheated by people. People take advantage of us. And at times, people trouble our work and trouble our ministry, trouble our churches, trouble our homes. Do not surrender to those pressures and challenges. Amen. When Lot took advantage of Abraham by choosing the good paths, and he went towards Sodom and Gomorrah, and his head was down to say, "Look at the little boy I raised. Now he's kicking against me." Is that okay? It's destabilized my work. God said to him that when Lot had departed, can you imagine that? Genesis 13. When Lot had departed, God said to him, to Abraham, "Lift up your eyes from where you are." So you are not down yet if you can see.
Yes.
You didn't hear me.
Amen.
I said, you are not down yet if you can see.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what you have lost. You are not out yet if you can see.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why it says, your men will see visions. You never stop seeing. You see, life is ended when you can see a better version of you. You can see a better you. You can see a greater you. All you see is the you that used to be of 5 years ago. That is not progressive. God said to Abraham, lift up now your eyes. Look towards the north. Look towards the south. Look towards the east. Look towards the west. And everywhere you go that your feet can step on, I will give it to you.
Amen.
So when you can see, then decisions are required of hard work. So it's not seeing alone and thinking it will just happen. No, seeing helps to guide your direction, your movement. Is that okay? So you don't start going round and round and making guesses and wasting your life. You can see it. And once you can see it, one more thing is required. Decisions to walk. He said to Abraham, stand up. Walk through the length and breadth of the land. I see a great church here.
Amen.
I see a revival here.
Amen.
And if you have said amen to it, then this church must wake up into outreaching. Is that okay?
Amen.
Into crusades, into soul winning. That is the action plan.
Does
that make sense to anybody?
Amen.
If you see a family life coming out of you, even though your home had pressures here and there, then the action plan, if you can see a new marriage, a new you, a new romantic life, then the action plan will be a renewal of your mind to value your spouse.
Amen.
Does that make sense to anybody?
Amen.
That's how to see the almond that is ahead of you. It could be your health. If you can see that God is still the healer and you can trust him, then you will see the healing power of God take place in your life. What do you see? Are you here?
Yeah.
What do you see? In my country, many years ago, all my friends and other people who honor us, they were all building houses. And I was being invited to come and dedicate the houses. So I will go with my wife, we'll go and dedicate the house. I said, this house is beautiful. Lord, we'll dedicate this house, we'll bless the owner and whatever. One day we were leaving one of the houses we dedicated, and my wife said, my husband, I think you have anointing to be dedicating the house. Even a piece of land you don't have. You are just dedicating people's house everywhere. You have no land. You have no house. So who's going to dedicate your own? And I reply her softly. I say, God heard what you say. Do you hear the statement? What did I say to her? God heard what you say. And God will answer you very shortly.
Amen.
And the following month, 4 men walk up to me and said to me, the Lord spoke to us to build you your house, and any design you have anywhere in the world, give it to us. We will build a house for you. So I didn't build the house I live in. 4 men came to build a house for me.
Hallelujah.
Because I could see it, but I didn't have the resources. My wife provoked the resources by that statement. But I said, but God is hearing you. You see, when you look at Jeremiah, it says, what seest thou? I see a tree of almond. God said, you have seen well. So I saw well. And now the almond came through 4 people and they built the house.
Hallelujah.
And people come to my house today and I say, wow, this is a beautiful place. I say, you don't know the story. Just enter and sit down and eat and go. Do you understand it? There is nothing God cannot alter if you can see the power of God prevailing over that situation. Is that well understood?
Amen.
At times, we are disadvantaged for what we didn't see. And I counsel you, that's my prayer today, that the Lord will open your eyes. Amen. You will see well. Amen. You will do well. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I'd like you to stand on your feet. We're going to pray. I don't know what you see about yourself, but one thing you should never see, don't see yourself as a failure.
Amen.
Don't see yourself as a defeated person. Don't see your marriage as not possible to work again. Don't. Don't see that, see the health condition and say, this sickness is going to kill me. No, sir. There is no health condition that God cannot reverse if you can see the hands of God in it.
Hallelujah.
Is that okay? Yeah. Don't see that your career is finished, everything is working against you. No, sir. Please don't. If you can see God's intervention, then you will soon rejoice after the service. You become what you see. The Bible says Abraham, though his body was weak and dying away, he didn't consider the dying body.
Mm.
Is that okay? He was seeing an intervention. He was seeing a miracle. He didn't consider the dying body. I met a man in my city. He sat beside a noble woman in my country called Mama Awolowo. So if you know Nigerian history, there's the Awolowo family. And I was preaching in their town, in Ikene. I had a crusade. And Mama was seated like this. And this other man was seated next to Mama in that crusade. Now, everybody who is noble, who is wealthy, knows that that man, he is also a wealthy man, but he has no child because he's impotent. He wasn't born impotent. The enemy attacked him and he became impotent. So he's hanging around. He's got all the money, but he has no child. He has nothing. And his heart cry is that, Lord, that can have a child to inherit all of this investment. Do you understand the cry of that man? And I was preaching. I didn't know anything. I was just preaching. And I said, by the Spirit, I said, there's somebody here. God is restoring your potency. He's giving life to your body. And right immediately in the crusade, this man had erection for the first time. He didn't care about the crowd. He ran up the stage and was going to unzip. We have to hold him. Chairman, don't go that far. Now, he couldn't imagine it. That just by speaking the word, what had been dead for a long time can come alive. I'm about to speak the same word to you. Whatsoever thing is not working well around you will begin to work well.
Yeah.
The word of God will prevail.
Yeah.
In your situation, there will be a rejoicing. There will be a dancing. Beginning from today, everything not working well around you begin to work well. Because we have seen well. We have seen God's intervention.
Yes,
so God begin to settle immigration matters.
Amen.
God begin to settle business matters.
Amen.
God begin to settle your health.
Amen.
Anything not working well around you, I command them now to begin to work well.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord will lift up your head.
Amen.
He will take shame away from you.
Amen.
He will give you fresh opportunities.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As you go out this week, the Lord order your steps.
Amen.
The Lord order your steps.
Amen.
You will be right on time.
Amen.
Your helpers will be right on time.
Amen.
Favor will be accessible on time.
Amen.
And the hand of the Lord will defend you.
Amen.
I bless you. I bless this church.
Amen.
I bless the leadership.
Amen.
I bless all the youths.
Yes.
You will be firebrands.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I want you to know, church, God has given you a great father as a pastor. Yeah, of your pastor. Apostle is a man with a great heart, and he believes in the body of Christ. We can thank you enough for all your support, all your encouragement, and all you have been. We will not forget it. Thank you very much, sir. Can we celebrate, Apostle, as we will leave shortly?